Now back to BC Food and Wine Radio. Here's Anthony Gismondi and Casey Wilson.
Welcome back to the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. I'm Tony Gismondi.
I'm Casey Wilson.
We're live today in the heart of Langley. We're at Township 7 Winery, but we've been talking to a number of wineries here in the Fraser Valley. A new one for us to talk to today is Seaside Pearl Farmgate Winery with owner Allison Zimmerman. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Cindy Ferry's joining us, who also is advising on the marketing at Seaside Pearl. You're busy.
It's my passion.
It's your passion.
I love wine marketing. It doesn't seem like work.
Okay, well, let's start. I don't know that many people know that much about Seaside Pearl Farmgate Wine. Let's start with where it's located.
We're located in Mount Lehman in Abbotsford.
Mm-hmm. And you have a small vineyard on the property?
Yes.
And you're raising two varieties on that vineyard?
Yes.
And you and Tony met in London recently.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we were hobnobbing in London.
That's what I heard. Yeah,
with the rich and famous.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know about the famous, but the rich. You have to be rich to be in London. You showed your wines in Canada House in London. That must have been a good experience for you.
Yes, we were able to show our two hybrids on the property, Petit Milo and Cabernet Foch.
Right.
And
how was the reception from those crazy London wine writers?
Well, we know that, hybrids are...
People are always skeptical of them.
Yes.
If they don't know anything about them.
Yeah. Unless they're a millennial.
Yeah.
Yes. But they're new and new taste, and they're not traditional wines.
Yeah.
Wines that you don't see all the time.
Well, I'm wondering, there was big news out of Bordeaux this week. I don't know if you've heard, but the folks in Bordeaux have decided to allow 7 more different grape varieties to be grown in Bordeaux.
And that's the first time in how long?
Since ever.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are hybrids.
And why have they chosen to do this?
Well, climate change. So it's just interesting how they've made a decision to... Marcelin is one of the varieties they're going to grow. We have some in BC. So that will change the whole perception of the way the world thinks about hybrids if the Bordelais are growing them. It's really an important announcement from them. And it changes the whole ball game in the wine business, in my view. So you're right on point with these varieties.
Yes.
Petit Merlot, Milo, how would you describe that to people who don't know anything about it?
Well, Petit Milo is we've taken genes from indigenous grape varieties,
mm-hmm,
and also from the Cab Sauv family.
Yeah.
Yes, and it. What it does is it, with the hybrids, it would skip a generation and takes up the character of the parents for the Cab Sauv. And so we have a grape that is much like Sauvignon Blanc, and it has the grassy notes that you'd find on a Sauvignon Blanc,
mm-hmm,
and it has honey, but it gets and some lemon on the palate. And it gets really unique with the tropical fruit. And Mount Lehman is very, we have very fertile soils there.
Yep.
And so it takes on those characters.
It helps.
And
but it has a certain freshness, this variety. Like, as soon as you taste the wine, you go, wow, I didn't expect that.
Yes.
Like, the high acid is what I think is the most important aspect of that variety.
Yes.
So that works well, and of course, one of the deals with these hybrids is they're winter hardy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the winters can be nothing in Vancouver; they can be fierce too, especially in the valley. So, if the vine doesn't survive, there's no business. So that's a good thing to have too. So the Petit Milo, yes, Casey.
Well, what I've noticed are the labels and the names, like Sam and Isaac on the label of the Pinot Gris. Who's Sam and Isaac? And daffodils and Landing Road.
Well, in the where we are, Mount Lehman, we're very close to Bradner, and Bradner is the daffodil capital of Canada. So, what we did was we took a chunk in time, 1850 to early 1900s, and we did People in Places and named the wines after people in places in the Mount Leman area. And it gives the wine a sense of place. You know, when people pick up a bottle, they can see pictures from the archives on the front label, and on the back label it gives a story. And Cindy can tell you more.
Well, Sam and Isaiah were the two cousins, and they actually came and they formed the Mount Leman area. So Allison and I met, and we were trying to think of how can we make the Fraser Valley and the incredible pioneering history and tie that into the wine labels. So I spent a lot of time in the archives, you know, dragging out stories of the original families. So like on Charlotte, it was Fenwick Fatkin, and that's a bit of a mouthful, but he actually grew a whole field of daffodils in honor of his lovely wife Charlotte. And when you think of wine and flowers, and it's kind of a nice love story. And Lover's Lane is actually a place in the area in Mount Leman where people took their lover to hang out, and so we have a series of Lover's Lane, and people love it, especially at Valentine's Day. Interurban was the train that came back and forth and brought people out to the valley. The Royal Engineers kept
we could still use that.
Yeah, exactly. And the Royal Engineers, you know, kept everybody during the gold rush from, you know, basically providing law and order. So
many locals must relate to some of these
people
names.
Show up and they go, my great-grandfather, Sam, would have been so proud to have a wine named after him. So it's, and the Interurban, Allison and I have been invited to go out and actually take a ride on the Connaught, which is one of the original. There's only four trains that survived, and the Connaught was one of them. And they've restored it right to where it was before. So people have embraced the brand story and the wine names. And the hardest thing is coming up with the next one. And it also resonated in London when we were there. They went nuts over Royal Engineers and the Connaught because of
the
story and the connection with the British. Yeah.
Our guests are Allison Zimmerman. She's the owner of a Seaside Pearl Farmgate Winery, and we want to know about that name. And Cindy Ferry, the marketing advisor. Seaside Pearl, how did you come up with that name? That's probably the least wine name I know in the wine business.
Well, it's unique and memorable, but we lived in Ocean Park in South Surrey. And had a business there, so it was simple to not just use that name because that was the name we had before.
Yeah. It's unique.
You'll notice on the logo too, I think the unique thing when you arrive at Seaside Pearl is going down the long driveway and seeing this incredible copper-spired chapel. And the pearl is actually, the color is on the logo, I can honestly say that of all the wineries I've been to, that Seaside Pearl provides this incredible, charming experience where you can kind of go out and kick back and walk through the wines. And there's a barrel tasting room. There's a lot of things going on. We've had a painting night. We're planning to do yoga. So it's a real winery with a sense of place and providing an experience.
Like a gathering place for locals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe, Tony, you can answer this. Why has it taken so long for the Fraser Valley to become a wine region?
Well, I just think people, you know, naturally the Okanagan has had a lot of press and a lot of media, and along with Vancouver Island, and it just took longer for this region to take off, I think. And it took a while for people to find what was going to work here too, and I think that was important. And back in the day, they just thought they could plant anything here, but that doesn't work with the weather in the Lower Mainland. And so, I mean, we didn't talk much about your Cabernet Foch, which is a Cab Sauv Meerschaum Foch cross that we see quite a bit now coming out of Vancouver Island and in some places in Ontario and in Quebec as well. But this was created by a very famous Swiss guy, Valentin Blattner, who people highly respect. So I think as these wines come on stream, and we talk to the Etzel family, your neighbors out there in Abbotsford, so there's momentum, but it takes time. And it takes a few people all working in that, you know, working together to get it off the charts.
Well, it's been fun over the last 2 weeks to, you know, meet all these new people, taste the wines. They're doing a fantastic job.
So, Allison, you have a bunch of wines. We don't have much time left, but some of them, is the fruit coming from elsewhere as well? Like, you have a small property, but where is the majority of that fruit coming from?
From the Okanagan, smaller site vineyards, and most of the wine, we make very small batches of wine.
So people have a choice. They can try both Fraser Valley wines or Abbotsford, actually, more specifically, and then wines or fruit that's coming out of the Okanagan.
And the Similkameen Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Similkameen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, and people go and visit. When are you open? How long are you open? How does that work?
We're open 6 days of the week. We're closed Mondays, and from 12 noon to 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah. Nice place to go. We've got to go and check out the spire and have a look at everything.
We look forward to welcoming you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us today on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Allison Zimmerman, she's the owner of Seaside Pearl Farmgate Winery, and Cindy Ferry is a marketing advisor. We wish you luck with the 2019 harvest, which is almost upon us.
Yes.
The work starts now. You're listening to the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Plenty more coming up. Lori Pike Raffin and Jason Osinas join us from Township 7 to talk about many of the things you can do in the Fraser Valley.
There's more to come. This is the BC Food and Wine Radio Network, presented in part by Wines of British Columbia at Savon Foods.
The BC wine industry is all about people. People crafting products with passion. Savon Foods is proud to support our local wine industry by carrying the world's largest selection of BC VQA wines from producers all across our province. That's over 1,200 labels from more than 160 vineyards, plus there are new ones added all the time. Wines of British Columbia at select Savon Foods locations. For special offers in-store and online, visit savonfoods.com/wine.
Come and get married in the land of Ing at Watermark Beach Resort in Osuyas. Beachfront on Osuyas Lake, Canada's warmest lake. One stop for all your wedding dreams. Gorgeous lakefront suites at Watermark Beach Resort for you, your family, and your friends. Farm to table South Okanagan cuisine. Dining and wining, laughing and celebrating deep in wine country. Connect today. Weddings at watermarkbeachresort.com.
Change is in the air at Mount Boucherie Estate Winery, and they couldn't be happier. Their new Wine Experience Center is currently on schedule for completion later this year, featuring completely rejuvenated vineyards for even better vintages. In the meantime, during the ongoing changes, Mount Boucherie's wine shop will still be open daily from 11 till 5 for tastings. And if you can't come to the mountain, let the mountain come to you. Visit them online at mtboucherie.com. Mount Boucherie Estate Winery. Our roots run deep.
Have the extraordinary organic wines of Summerhill Pyramid Winery in the pristine Okanagan Valley delivered to your door. When you become an organic ambassador, a portion of every purchase you make at Summerhill goes back into your account, which you can use towards future purchases anytime. Share the love with your friends to earn even more credits. Find out more about Summerhill Pyramid Winery's Organic Ambassador Program and order online by visiting summerhill.bc.ca.
Celebrate 10 years of winemaking in beautiful Lillooet. Fort Barron's is Lillooet's first winery, offering delicious award-winning wines ranging from Riesling to Rosé to Cabernet Franc. Ask for Fort Barron's wines at your favorite restaurant or wine store. Browse the entire collection at fortbarrons.ca or plan a getaway to the winery and restaurant. Fort Barron's Estate Winery, off Highway 99 North in Lillooet and at fortbarrons.ca.
Tony Haller, owner of Poplar Grove Winery.
The best wine experience I had was very recently. We were with a bunch of sommeliers from Calgary and Vancouver, and they asked to do a vertical of legacy. The oldest legacy we had, which we then called Reserve, was a 1998. We opened that bottle. It was delicious. And these sommeliers were stunned that a wine that old could still be fruit forward.
Experience the glory. Join the wine club at poplargrove.ca. Please enjoy responsibly.